You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What?
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 That's right, you heard him, 105.1 FM. How about that?
When did this happen?
The Bella is no more. Take or that. Maybe it was just Bella.
Take that. Yeah, it's not the Bella.
The Bella.
The Bella. It's now Fella, 105.
That's right.
One, the Fella.
Bella.
No, you can still Fella. Find us on TV, by the way.
Okay, so Ryan Sandberg question, and then we're going back to the topic we just had, but I've got to get this Ryan Sandberg.
We got to go back?
Well, you mentioned it during the break, and it is a good question, and I would frame it this way, because I was saying I've never changed a diaper.
Yeah, which kind of blew me away. I assumed you would have changed one of Meatball's diapers.
No. No.
I love,
no.
No.
And then you said you've never baked.
I have never baked a cookie or a brownie. I've cooked, but I've never baked, against just
well,
a
that makes
good.
Two of us.
Yeah. So not only have you not changed a diaper, nor have right. you baked a cookie.
I only do manly things, bro.
But you don't own a grill.
High tea. Yeah. Anyway, the question is, ordinary things people do all the time, but you've never done.
Yeah.
I have a couple of others that I want to tell you.
Okay.
So text ordinary things people do all the time you've never done. Fan text line can be reached 503-864-6326. But here's the Ryan Sandberg question. I thought this was great.
Okay.
So Ryan Sandberg has passed at the age of 65.
Greatness.
He was awesome. He was a second baseman for the Cubbies back in the day when we all watched the Cubs. Yep. Because for you young Sparkies, you don't know, on WGN, everybody had WGN on their cable package and they played the Cubs games.
You got the Cubs or the Braves. And if you were in some parts like out west, like in Alaska, you got Mets. You had two, maybe three teams.
I never got the Mets.
And then, well, Midwest, you know, but out, you know, you probably got, there had to be some local station that ran Royals games, right?
Oh, yeah, we got Royals. Yeah. But every Cubs and Braves game was on. Is so random.
Yes.
But you'd watch them because you love baseball. And at that time, you couldn't watch other baseball games except your local team.
Yeah. Or you get the Saturday, you'd get like the game of the week. You'd get one national game. You're like, oh, you get a chance to see like Fernando Valenzuela or something.
And back when I was growing up, they didn't have interleague.
No.
So I couldn't watch the Royals. The White Sox were also on WGN from time to time, but the Cubs would bump them. It was kind of this weird thing. But when the Royals played the White Sox, I always enjoyed going over to listen to Hawk Harrelson and the White Sox broadcast.
Yeah.
And so I would have really liked to have gone and listened to Harry Carey call a Royals game, you know, if they played the Cubs, but they never played the Cubs because they have interleague.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The youngins don't realize that, you know.
Yeah, you kids.
No.
You're spoiled.
And the Cubs didn't have night games.
Well, they did. Towards the end.
Towards
the end. They didn't put in lights there until, what year was that?
I think it was in the 90s. Because growing up, I remember them putting up lights and it being a big deal.
So here's the question. Somebody posed this on X and it's a great one. Unanswerable question, but good to spitball about.
88, by the way.
That was 88?
88, man. I remember it being a big freaking deal.
Oh, it was
people
huge,
talking about it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, isn't that wild to think? They would never play a home night game.
No.
They couldn't.
No.
Because they didn't have lights.
Nope.
So they'd be on it. I mean, you'd get home from school, they'd be on.
They were always on.
Be on at 11
mm-hmm.
if you were sick.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Watch Rhino get up there. And
Andre Dawson and those guys?
It used to drive my dad crazy because when I was growing up, both the A's and the Giants were a premium subscription on local cable in the Bay Area. You had to subscribe to Sports Channel for like $20 a month or something. And my dad's like, forget that. I'll listen on the radio on my way home from work. And so I couldn't watch the local games except for like the 20 a year that were on your local network or whatever. But I could watch every damn Braves game. So I was like a Braves fan. It pissed my dad off. I'm like, well, then buy the package. He didn't.
Take that, John Buckley.
So my favorite player growing up was Ron Gant.
Ronnie Gant.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with some Ron Gant.
So the question is, between WGN, ESPN, the raw number of baseball games played, and the timing of his career, mm-hmm. is Ryan Sandberg the most watched athlete on TV in American history?
Oh, my Ooh. God. That is really stinking good.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm trying to think
And if
of,
you think about it...
Maybe.
I think he might be.
From a national... Now, I mean...
Well... Okay, so think about this.
Dude, you just blew
He's
my mind.
He's got it on volume. He's or a volume opportunity.
It is mind-blowing because he played... So you mentioned Andre Dawson, some of the other Cubs.
Sure.
They weren't there as long as Rhino.
No.
So Rhino was there. Yeah, I think he played 14 seasons there.
Yeah, his rookie year was with the Phillies, and then he was in Chicago for 14 years.
And WGN, so, I mean, they played all the Cubs games, including road games, right?
Yeah.
So that's 162 games per season. To everybody across the country, generally speaking. If you had cable,
yes.
you had WGN.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the ratings were, but...
They were there.
People were watching yes. all over the country. Who would be bigger? I can only think of one guy. Actually, two. One would be Dale Murphy, because he played as long as Ryan Sandberg, and it was the same idea.
Same thing with the Braves.
But the other, somebody mentioned on this post, was Tom Brady, because if you think about... How many millions of people watch the Super Bowl? He's been in seven of those.
Yeah.
Were they like 150 million at a time?
I don't know if it's 150, but it's 100 plus. I want to say it's like 120, 130, somewhere in that range. And he's been, yeah. Well, he hasn't been in seven. He's been in nine. Or is nine. It 10?
Oh, yeah. He's won, I didn't count the losses.
He's
yeah,
won
you're right.
seven. I think he's lost three because he lost two to Eli and he lost one to Big D, Nick Foles. So, yeah, he's been 10 Super Bowls.
10 Super Bowls.
So, just off that alone, he has had...
Pretty good.
He's had a billion
That's a
people.
Billion.
He's had a billion people. It's...
But wait.
It's Tom Brady.
Well, wait a minute, though. What? Give me a give me a conservative WGN game-to-game average in the 80s or whatever, when Ryan Sandberg played, of the rating.
Boy, I'll bet you... Yeah, but here's the thing.
So he played 2,614 games, I think is what I saw.
Boy, let's go. I don't know how many people. I wonder if I could look that up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I don't know.
Is it a million
I'm trying right
and a half?
Now.
Is it?
I don't, I don't know. If you said like
all across the country,
if you said like 800,000, 900,000, I don't know.
Across the country, it's got to be more than that.
I don't know how many people had. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. That is like a. That's such a bizarre question. And the one thing with Brady, are we counting different? Because of the 120 million people.
Well, don't forget his regular season games.
Too. Yeah, I'm saying of the 120 million people that are watching the Super Bowl, how many of those people are watching the very next year? Those aren't 120 different million people every year, but it is, we're not saying different people, we're just saying the most time watched. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't do a very good job of that. So let's say 100 million people, just keep it simple, 100 million people watch Tom Brady's first Super Bowl and 100 million people watch his next Super Bowl. How many of those are the same people?
Oh.
Are we counting different people or is it just no? 100 million people watch this time, 100 million people watch, and it doesn't matter that it's the same people.
Yeah. Don't they have something called unique viewers or something?
Yeah, but there's no way you can have that many. I mean, the same people are going to be watching Cubs games. The same people are going to be watching the Super Bowl year after year. I mean, you're going to get new, but
this is why it's an unanswerable.
It is an
answerable question. But if you just say conservatively that Cubs games averaged 1.5 million viewers,
yeah,
he played 2,164 games. That's 3.2 billion, which is almost triple what you were saying for Tom Brady's Super Bowls.
It's possible. It is possible that he is the most watched.
Because they were on, I think the key is that they were on all across the country.
Yes.
It wasn't, you know, that's it. And they play so many games and he played for so long. I think that guy who posed that question is right.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
It's a real possibility. You know what else, too? Allow me to throw this one out there. And this is going to be weird, but I'm going with simply. How many people are in China?
Ooh.
I think it's 3 billion.
6 billion? I don't know.
Well, no, there's like 8 billion on the planet. Six of them aren't in China, but there's a lot of people in China.
1.4 billion.
1.4 billion.
I was a little off.
Yeah.
Why did I just Google?
You said six?
I did. Why did I just?
75% of the whole Earth?
Why do you think I Googled China attendance? What's wrong
sports,
with
that?
The entire
why.
Continent attended. Well, because the NBA is a juggernaut in China. And two things, like
China.
Yao Ming, when Yang Hansen came over, dude, it's five something, was it like 5.7 million people tuned in to watch that dude play in a summer league game. What was Yao? How many people were watching Yao on a day-to-day basis or when Jordan was at his peak? He had all of the NBA finals. He had all of his regular season games. What was the number he was doing in China?
That's a good question. AI says it's Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah. They're saying, again, AI, you know, yeah, you never know. But it says the most watched athlete of all time on TV is likely Michael Jordan. His dominance in basketball, particularly high-flying play, numerous championship rings, made him a global icon. He was a major figure. NBA dominance, global appeal, marketability, and cultural impact. They say MJ.
Yeah,
but again, I don't think so.
That doesn't go, I mean.
I don't think so.
Yeah, global. I'm just talking, you said eyeballs. How many eyeballs tuned in? The Sandberg one's really good. It's an unanswerable question, but that is a really, because there's never been someone that had a captive audience. Like, you didn't have any choices.
Someone submits on the text line, Chipper Jones, long career with the Braves. I was trying to think of the Braves' longest tenured player on TBS.
But by the time Chipper came around, those deals were...
Yeah.
It was
and
no
people
longer...
weren't having to watch that.
You weren't having to watch it. When you were our age in the 80s and you were coming up, you had...
So he played 19 seasons.
Yeah.
Games. He played about 300 more games than Rhino.
Yeah.
Let me see what Dale Murphy played. It might be Murphy.
Yeah, it could
I mean,
be.
Who do you think got better ratings? The Cubs or the Braves back?
The Cubs. The Braves were... You know, the Cubs have always been a huge deal. And the Braves, dude, the Braves didn't even sell out their own stadium when the Braves were good.
Yeah, he played. So
I feel like.
No,
people
all over the country would watch the games because they're on TBS.
So. I feel like Sandberg was a bigger deal than Dale Murphy, even though Dale Murphy won two MVPs.
Yeah, he played fewer games in Atlanta.
Yeah.
1,926 games in Atlanta.
See, this is one of those, like, if you had, like, an all-encompassing power, like, if you could ask God or Buddha or Tom Cruise. I would, this
is one we'd ask.
These are sort of the dumb questions like that I would ask. I'm like, excuse me, all father, mother, the all powerful. Could you tell me who is the most watched athlete and just watch him like be like, what? You're all knowing. Let me know who's the most watched. Maybe it's someone that we don't even, we like missing someone.
Maybe some soccer bros or something.
Oh, global. I didn't even think about soccer.
Yeah, Deal mentioned Messi, but like he hasn't won World Cup. So
oh boy, you just pulled a Gretzky.
But he hasn't done it a bunch of times. He won one World Cup.
He just pulled a Gretzky.
I know that he won a World Cup, but he's not like been to the finals a bunch of the times like Jordan, you know?
No. I wonder what the World Cup viewership, because I don't know who the guy was before. I don't know, like, I don't know who was like the guy before Messi, like, I don't know, like
Ronaldo or Ronaldinho.
Yeah, someone like that. Yeah, so because soccer has such a, we live in our little world of the United States where we have 300, you know, whatever million, but that soccer audience, that's a.
What if it's some highlight player?
Yeah. Croquet.
Cricket. Croquet? Yeah, yeah. I don't think croquet's that.
Ooh, cricket, though.
Yeah, cricket. Yeah, cricket.
Get the Indian audience?
Yeah, it's a billion. There's a billion in India, and they love their cricket.
Yeah, but rhino.
I love it.
So the question was, between WGN, ESPN, the raw numbers of baseball games played, and the timing of his career, is Ryan Sandberg the most watched athlete on TV in American history? Damn good question, and it's quite possible that he is.
I love it.
And there's your segment. Thank you.
It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular.
We're going home.
We're out.
Ordinary things people do all the time, but you've never done. Some of yours next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.